terrorism puts Islam into perspective. We'll find out more from the floor of Urbana. A Turkish Christian satellite television ministry launches tomorrow, and a Bible translation center in Sudan enters the crunch time to finish construction. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Air security has tightened dramatically around the world after the Nigerian man's attempt to bring down a Northwest Airlines flight on Christmas Day. MNN's Greg Yoder is at Urbana 09 and says one group says the increase in jihad attacks is actually good news for outreach to Muslims. Greg?
That's right, Ruth. President of Crescent Project Fuad Masri says no Muslim knows for sure they're going to heaven. Masri says there's only one way to escape that.
But the only way to escape that system is to die in jihad, in a war, in a way to, while you're trying to establish the rule of Islam. So the sign that more and more people are want to join jihad is a sign that people are thirsty for salvation, thirsty for assurance.
And Christians can provide that assurance through Jesus. 900 students attended Masri seminars at Urbana to learn more. Aaron, a Cornerstone University student, was one of them.
Just over the last 3 years, God's really put it on my heart to work with Muslim people. And I don't have much experience personally, but I came to find out more. I'm graduating in May, and I'm doing my student teaching this next spring in Turkey.
More than 650 students say they want to reach out to Muslims. Meanwhile, it's clear that the missions world is changing. But will the new generation rise to the challenge? MNN's Elisa Whiteman reports.
Senior pastor of Nairobi Chapel, Oscar Moryu, has been challenging Urbana students to look at missions in a new way.
Moving from pride to humility, moving from power to powerlessness, moving from privilege to poverty, and moving from harmony to brokenness. This then was how Jesus incarnated into our world. And this is what then becomes a model for missions for us today.
More, you urge students to be willing to give up everything the Lord calls them to for the sake of the gospel.
Within 10 and 15 years, you will be the missionaries on the field. Take us to the next level.
Pray that students would be stirred to refresh the mission field as they leave Urbana. Greg?
We'll find out their response tomorrow. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Urbana 09.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A Pakistani Christian was gunned down by three of his Muslim friends, says Voice of the Martyrs Canada. Four of this man's childhood friends had forced him to get alcohol for them. The Christian's friends then blamed him for the alcohol-related death of another member of their group. They threatened to kill him unless he recanted his faith in Christ. When he refused, they murdered him. Pray that this believer's steadfast testimony would eventually lead his friends to Christ. Meanwhile, Turkey's at the crossroads of nationalism and globalization. The country's struggling for reform, but is facing uncertainty. Christians have had a long presence there, but in some areas, they've had to exercise extreme caution. Sat7's Rex Rogers says that's why Christian satellite television is so important.
There's a small Christian community. And when Turk 7 was initiated and began broadcasting in 2003, it was the only Christian broadcast going into Turkey, and it's still only one of a couple. So there's a great limit in terms of the Christian broadcast, Christian witness, and Christian truth being shared.
On January 1st, 2010, Sat7 Turk begins its first broadcast as a full member of the Sat7 group.
We want to take the 4 hours in time to 24 hours per day of programming, which helps build an audience base. And then within the next year, we wish to take those hours of programming from Sat7 Pars and put them out on their own Turkish language satellite platform so they have their own channel.
And Wycliffe Associates wants to finish a translation center in southern Sudan before a peace agreement expires in 2011. Over 1 million people in the area don't have a Bible in their own language. Translation training classes are filled to capacity, but the buildings are dilapidated and space is limited. A generous donor has provided a $30,000 matching fund challenge. You can help match that amount and bring the peace of the gospel to the tribes of Sudan. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Start the new year off right. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.